God. He's going to do something different this morning. I'm not sure where to start, so I'm going to start where he started. I got up this morning, and I said, Lord, I am just here. I don't know what you want to do today for inner healing. And he said, core. I'm like, core. What else? What about core? His core. And he said, I want people today to lay on the floor. We'll bring the pillows out. And Cheryl, if that's too much, you can stay in your chair or you can lay on the long couch in the office so you'll be comfortable. Whatever's comfortable, because I know you're in a lot of pain. So if laying on the floor is impossible for you, there's two couches in the office. We will bring out pillows. And, of course, nobody's going to force you to lay, but this is what God said he was going to work through this morning. The people would lay down, put your hand on your own stomach, and just say, core. And that's all he gave me from 8:15, 8:30. And I kept waiting for more to come. And we ended up coming over to the church about 9. And I said, well, let's find out what this core thing is about, Harvey. Let's just lay on the couches and say core. See what God will do with that, you know? So we laid down and he let me go over and pray over Harvey. And I saw him going down into the core like with a fishing pole and fishing until he found that core, you know, and do some things in Harvey through the core. Harvey didn't feel it or experience anything at all, of course, you know, but after I prayed over Harvey, then I went and laid on my couch and kept saying core, and I just ended up coming into God's presence and just enjoying his presence for a while, and I think he's going to do something different in each person. I don't think it's going to be the same. I may come around and pray over you as he leads, and I may not. I don't really know for sure. And then about 10:20, he said, because he had shown me this is like God's Holy Spirit hospital today, you know. And whether you feel anything or not, it doesn't matter. When you invite him, when you put your hand on your own stomach and say, core, he's going to do what he wants to do. Whether you feel it or not doesn't make any difference. It may show up in your life in the next few days or weeks or whatever, but he will be doing what he wants to do. But it's like a Holy Spirit hospital. And then he said about 10:20, now I will give you the scalpel. I said, oh, good. Well, the word of God is quicker and powerful, and it's like that two-edged sword, you know, so that's the scalpel. So he wanted to give me the word that would be the scalpel this morning to go down deep and find that core. So the word is 1 Peter chapter 3. Father, we ask you to bring the quickening power of your Holy Spirit to your word. Because the word, the letter of the law kills, but the Spirit gives life. So we ask you that you would take up your word in the hand of your Holy Spirit, and that you would pierce us with it, Lord, that you would use it as a surgical scalpel this morning, that you would cut deep down inside of our spirits, our hearts, our souls, our minds, wherever that core is. Lord, that you would find that core you're looking for in us today, and that you would do your surgery to open it, to heal it, to remove it, to bring repentance, to bring healing, whatever it is, because all of our cores are different. So we ask you to surgically find our core through your word. And Lord, we're just going to read it, and then we're going to get on the floor, and we're going to come before you and see what you'll do. In the name of Jesus. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ has also once suffered for the sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh and quickened or made alive by the Spirit. When I was soaking in the office, there was a point where he led me to pray, Jesus, I just want to go into the presence of the Father. I want to go right into the very holy presence of God. Will you take me there? And he led me to pray that Jesus would take me there. And this says that Jesus who is just, will take all of your sin. And he will put to death your flesh so that your spirit can come alive and go with Jesus to the Father. So what needs to happen, though he has forgiven all of our sin, if we have any current sin going on in us, he wants to take it so that he can bring life and move you out of the flesh realm into the spirit realm and take you to the Father, that you can come into the presence of God. Verse 22, it says, he, Jesus, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject to him. We want to tell those powers what to do here, but we don't know what he wants them to do here. We have no clue. I was thinking about Janiyah. He needs to heal her. He needs to make her well. He needs to put her on her feet. She's got a lot to do. And then the thought came as we're praying, he might put her in bed rest for the rest of this pregnancy and let the rest of us do everything so that he can rest her and soak her in his love. I didn't know what he wanted to do. When you start to pray, seeking his face, he will tell you what to pray, what he wants to do. So Jesus has the authority over everything in your life, but we don't know what he wants to do with it. But as we enter God's presence in Jesus, we can begin to leave our flesh, move into the spirit, and allow God to do what he really wants to do. So Jesus, who takes our sin, he's gone and he's up there sitting on the right hand of God. Does that mean we can go there? Just one second. In John 17, if you want to go to John 17. Do you have a question while we're turning there, Scott?
I just have a scripture that he gave me goes with this.
What is it?
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened by the Spirit.
That he would grant you by the riches of his glory to be strengthened by
with might. By his Spirit.
By his Spirit. In the inner man. Now look at John 17, verse 20. Jesus had been praying for his followers, and he said, neither do I pray for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's us. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Have given them. Not saying someday when they get to heaven. He said, I have given them the same glory you gave me. I in them and thou in me. That's the glory. God in us. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect or completed in one. He wants to complete us, finish his work in us. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Now look at 24. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou loved me before the foundation of the world. He said, it is my will that they can be with me where I am. Where is he? Seated on the right hand of the Father. So we want to go right into the presence of the Father, and that's where Jesus is, and he wants us to go there. He said, it is my will that they come where I am and see my glory, the glory of God, the presence of his beauty, his holiness. When you're laying on that floor, after you say core, giving him permission to go to the core of whatever he's after today, then just start wanting to see his glory. God, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are holy. I want to see your glory. I want to see you. Ah, Jesus, will you take me there? Can I go where you are? Because you can remove any of my sin and take me right into the presence of the Father. That's where I want to go today. And just rest. Just rest and let him do what he comes to do. So that's it. I'm not sure about music. Lord, what do you want as far as music while we soak? Do you want silence or do you want music? There's no such thing as silence. There's cars. There's little noises. And God can work through birds. I love to soak to the sound of birds and chimes and anything. I mean, I lived where there was a lot of traffic and actually started sounding like waterfalls to me, you know. So God can use the sounds all around us instead of music, because it's now. It's what's happening now. And He can move in the now of it. And maybe not the same thing He was doing when that music was recorded. So I think we're going to start without any music. I think we're just going to have silence. And we're going to let the tape run in silence too. So if we end up praying, the praying will go on the tape. And if it's silent, people listening to the tape, just let it keep running and be quiet. You know, don't turn it off. The tape isn't failing. So let's just give God silence right now and let Him move in the now of the sounds around us. So we ask You to do that, Lord. We ask You to anoint every sound, even that zipper. Hear that zipper, Lord? You could be unzipping us, getting us ready. Every sound, anoint it, use it to Your honor, to Your glory, to Your purpose, to take us to the core of what You want to do in us today. We just put this time in Your hands. And like we say every week, nothing can happen unless You do it. So we're depending on You. Thank You, Jesus. There are pillows, and there is a big room. If you're capable of being on the floor, you will be able to feel the atmosphere of being in God's holy hospital if you lay down. If that's impossible for you, please lay on one of our couches, put two chairs together, get as close to a laying position as you can so that you can feel like you're laying in a hospital before God. For me, when I'm sitting at a table, I'm not able to just shut everybody out and, you know, as well as when I'm actually laying down. I have a hard time laying on the floor because I have a hard time getting up after I lay there. But we will help you up if you have that problem. Or like I said, you can go lay on one of the couches too. We'll open the office back up, so if anybody needs to lay in there, they can. And if you're going to lay between chairs, the gray ones are more comfortable than the blue ones. They're a little softer. Lord, we're just laying here in Your holy hospital. Lord, we're just laying here waiting. Waiting. Lord, we invite You. We invite You. Come deep inside of us, Lord. Expose anything in us that we need to repent of so that You can come deeper. Show. Lord, make a way. Make a way. Make a way through our fears, through our confusions, through our thoughts. Make a way. Burn a path into the depth of our spirit. Because we want to go there. We want You to come and take us into Your presence. Shh. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Lord, we're laying in Your holy hospital. We have nowhere else to go. You are our hope. You are our surgeon. Take Your scalpel and cut us open. Shh. Find the cancers, Lord, that need to be removed. Shh. Find the lies, the deceptions, the fears. Take them away, Lord. Show. 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 Come, Holy Spirit. Gentle, quiet Holy Spirit. Settle us, Lord. Bring the anesthesia of Your gentle, quiet Spirit to calm us, to knock us out of the world, Lord. Put us to sleep in the spirit realm. Put our flesh to sleep that our spirits can wake up. So! So! Let your big strong hands reach down in and take hold of that core. Bring it up in your hand, Lord. Bring it up in your hand. Put it before our eyes and open it. Show us what it is. Revelation. Revelation. Bring your revelation. And when we see what it is, let us give you permission to throw it away. We don't want to save it in a jar and look at it. We want it gone, Lord. Trash it. And bring your healing. Bring your healing oil, Lord.
Thank you.
holy oil. Come and pour over us. Don't let us go away dry. Don't let us go the way we came. God, pour that holy oil. Holy oil, holy oil. Saturate us. Saturate us. Saturate us in that holy oil of anointing that flows in, that saturates, that covers us, that our oil would be on our lips as we speak, that our oil would be in our heart as we love, that you would flow, flow, flow like holy oil through us to others, Lord. Shall. Just pour the oil before we go. Pour out your oil, your fragrance oil, the sweet, sweet fragrance of your presence, that we might carry your fragrance all day long. Pour that sweet oil on us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.